Case number 10624, Howland Rick, north of Road 298, west of Canal Drive Extended, being Lot 16 within Short Hills Annex Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
What's the
variance number?
10624. Ellen?
Ellen, yeah,
yes.
I'm here for my mother.
Okay.
Just a heck of time. You want to come here first, please?
Oh, okay.
And we need your name and place of residence for the record, please.
My name is Patricia Nizinski.
Can you spell that last name?
Okay. Nizinski.
Okay.
And my address is 616 Walnut Tree Lane, Claymont, Delaware. 19703.
Okay. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right, thank you. You can have the podium.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi.
And you explain to the board your request for this variance?
Yes, I am requesting a variance of 1 foot to put a porch onto our trailer. What happened was, really, when we got our permit, they told us that the setback was 30 feet and that the side was 15 feet on each side. When we came in to file for the variance because of the porch, I verified with the girl that the setback and the side was 15 feet, and they said, it is 15 feet, you know, that's what it is, that's what you need. After we filed for the variance, we got a call about a week later saying that a mistake was made, that because the lot was only 50 foot wide, it was only 10 feet on each side. And at that point, the trailer had already been put on for us. So at this point, we need 1 foot in order to get our porch on. And we had, there was a trailer there before. We had a porch that went out, and I've got pictures of everything if you need it. But over the winter, the snow came and it destroyed the trailer, and that's why it had to be replaced.
Okay.
So it's just replacing kind of what was already there. So, you know, we're here to ask for a variance, and maybe we didn't even need this if we had been given the correct information. So,
both side yards are 10 feet?
Yes.
But they said,
and I made the call to them, but it was too late.
Right. I think you called. Okay, you called, and it was like 2 days before we had just put the footers. Everything was tied down, and everything was done. So I don't know what happened. Like I said, even when I went to file for the variance, I double-checked. I said, our neighbors just had a new place put on, and they were told 10 feet. And they said, no, it's 15 feet. It's a new footprint. No, there's no grandfathered. So somewhere something went wrong with it. So I don't know what happened. But we would like to get our porch on.
Okay.
And I have pictures if you need pictures of anything or whatever.
Yes, if you would like to pass them down to the secretary, please.
And we have to keep these. We have to keep
these. Oh, okay. These are pictures of the new trailer.
Sure.
And then I actually have pictures of the old trailer where you could see
okay. The
porch. And then there's a picture of the porch that we want to add on. The trailer is up. The trailer is all up, ready to go. And we just need the permission to get the porch on. So, do you have any questions for me? Or
we'll take these pictures.
Oh, first. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
And there should be pictures of the new trailer, the old trailer, and then a porch that we want to attach to it.
Well, if the assumption was 15 feet to begin with, then how did it get placed?
You mean the old trailer? That had been there for like 40 years.
Right, but you came and got your permit.
When we came in for the permit, we were asking for a 9-foot permit, because if it was 15 and 15, we would need a 9-foot variance. But now, because it's only 10 feet, We only need a 1-foot variance.
Right. I guess my question is, how were you planning on putting the unit in there to begin with if you thought
it was 15 feet? We didn't realize it until we bought it. We didn't realize how big the porch was. It was a separate, it wasn't attached to the trailer. It was a used trailer. And we didn't realize that the porch was as big as it was.
Who was the contractor that you bought that from?
Right. It was a used trailer.
Who?
Sam's Trailers. I don't know if that's his legal name.
You bought the porch from him also?
Right. It came, the deal was the trailer with the porch. And it wasn't until we measured everything that we realized that we were short. But again, if we had been told 10 feet, we would have been fine.
Right. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr.
Hudson?
Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10624, as I don't believe it at all from the central character neighborhood. It's a minimum grants to grant relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10624. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, ma'am.
Great. So what do I do at this point?
Just call the office in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Explain it to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Case number